Rule number one in homiletics, long gospel, short homily. I purposefully use that gospel and that version of the gospel because I think it really illustrates very well the absurdity of the Pharisees and the people who were trying to sort out and understand a mystery that is not understandable. I think it illustrates for us our human need to try to make sense of things that we just can't understand, and how silly we look when we try to do that. Today's gospel and today's first reading speak about something more important than trying to sort out an ununderstandable mystery. It's really trying to highlight the importance and the dignity of the human person. The Pharisees and the Jews get caught up in trying to understand who did what on the Sabbath. They're trying to understand how a blind man could see, instead of looking at the reality of the dignity of the person who was healed. In the first reading from the book of Samuel, we see how outward appearance doesn't really matter in terms of who God is calling and how God is calling us. Jesse goes through all of his seven sons before getting to David, and David is the anointed one. We can see that David is the anointed one, but what is kind of mysterious about that is, if we continue reading the story of Samuel, the book of Kings, we see just how often David broke the law of God. How often David stepped outside of the will of God. And yet God called him and anointed him. And it's because God does not judge us by what we do. God gives us dignity in our very life. He creates us out of love and dignity. And that's how he looks at us. Unfortunately, as human beings, we get caught up in looking at one another and judging one another by our acts, by our deeds, how we look, what we wear, how much we make, where we live. All of that is not important in the eyes of God. But what is essentially important in the eyes of God is the dignity and love that each one of us has, and our anointing comes from just being conceived and born by God. That dignity and that anointing is reaffirmed in our baptism. That's where we step it up so that we can live as sharing in the kingship of our God. So this morning, as we come forward to receive the Eucharist, we are being invited to participate in the kingship of God. We are being invited to take him and to receive him, but to look at ourselves as God looks at us, so that in receiving him, we can become like him.